I'm in the closing months of my own 3-year degree, and I have lost count of the amount of pre-drinking parties I have attended where young, friendly, intelligent, and incredibly polite students are taking everything from cocaine to ecstasy on a weekly basis. I want to find out what the dangers of taking these drugs are, and if these students know, or better yet, care about any of the risks involved.
But you don't know what it is, and 99% of the time, the person who's saying it to you doesn't know what it is.
The line, "I trust my drug dealer," fills me with dread.
It comes down to trust at the end of the day, isn't it? Trust in the drug dealer. So, I think that kind of sums up everything, sums up the whole argument,
really. So do you essentially put your life in the hands of a drug dealer?
Yeah, why not?
You know, a lot of drugs, once you ingest them, it's sadly a case of hope for the best. You know, that is literally all you can do.
Let's test the theory of whether or not this is in fact pure material. I have found a team of scientists specialising in toxicology who are going to have a look at my sample.
Well, we're going to analyse this material by a technique called mass spec gas chromatography to see if the drug does contain any, and if so, what the purity is.
I've taken MDMA.
Were you not worried about taking it because you just didn't know what was in it?
No, I did know what were in it because it was from through trusted friends.
How do you know your friends knew what was in it, though?
You've just given me the finger to off. Moving on. And I've been asking around the student scene if anyone could put me in touch with a dealer I could possibly speak to an interview. As you can imagine, he is very apprehensive to talk to me. So I'm just going to dive right in there and start asking questions straight away. I don't think he's the kind to want to small talk. It's actually ringing quite a bit. I hope he does pick up. Oh, here we go.
Hello? I'd rather have a club full of people on drugs due to the fact of they'd be loving each other, getting along, that sort of thing. Club full of people on alcohol tends to go violent. You're dealing with a lot more violent incidents than people who are taking drugs.
That young man was very lucky because his heart actually stopped, and he was lucky that there was medics around to perform CPR. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here today.
They don't realise what's in these drugs. And something like rat poison, it will affect you. If it doesn't do you damage there and then, it will affect you for the rest of your life.
Sadly, sometimes some people are beyond help.
So I asked one of the dealers to help me, and he kept on making sure that I wasn't going to call an ambulance or anything like that. And I reassured him that I wasn't going to. She died whilst they were on their way. I'm sorry, I can't do this.
So, Stuart, I've come back for the results of what I've been told was MDMA. Was there any MDMA in it? The people who get to wake up in the morning the next day have just been very, very lucky. I just don't think they know that yet. With the Neck Nominate craze still in full swing, pre-drinking a staple part of any night out, and the emergency services under more strain than ever before, I want to find out just how excessive student drinking has become and who exactly is to blame.
I would definitely be able to drink a whole bottle of champagne in half an hour.
I drank 10 absinthes in one night.
16 pints in one night.
I've done 30 shots in one night, 30 to 40 shots in one night.
Do you think they encourage excessive drinking?
I think the uni does, yeah.
I'm just going to see a representative from Birmingham City University now. She's from the Student Union. And on your bar crawls, you know, students can be taken up to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or even in excess of 10 different bars. Do you not think that's excessive?
They do encourage it. I accept that.
Freshers Week, it does encourage it. That you have nights out called Carnage and Annihilation.
Do people tend to really take advantage of these cheap drinks deals, do you reckon?
Yes, especially the cocktail, the Woo Woo's, $2.49 in the week, and that goes mental. Everyone has one of them.
I don't know what it is. They want to go out and get mashed. I don't understand that. You know what I mean? They don't want to know. They don't want to remember the night. They just want to get mashed up. What can I say? You know what I mean? It's cheaper to buy a drink than it is to buy a bottle of water. What do you expect?
We have a system at the bar, if they look drunk, that they won't be served. But obviously a lot of the time, can't help other people buying them drinks.
I've had people jump over the bar before, and I've had people throw drinks at me, spat at me, try to fight with me.
Students flock in their hundreds to the numerous kebab houses and chicken and chip shops.
In the same manner, like they're saying, will we here, and they did it.
They weed on the floor?
Yeah.
And the lady turned around, smashed my lights, and the boys come around to my driver's side. They opened the door, bang, 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 and been bleeding all my face. Come around, I say I want to piss on your cab.
Students have drinkings at their house, you know what I mean? They know they can go Tesco, buy a bag of drink and get mash up.
People preloading before they come out for a night out presents us problems because the moment they arrive on Broad Street, they're already incredibly drunk.
They'll come in at least 3-4 times in the space of maybe 3-4 hours.
They'll come back 3-4 times, yeah, in the space of 3-4 hours?
Yeah.
It's absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. That the booze they were buying was for their Neck Nominate challenges that they're doing tonight before going out.
When I first heard of Neck Nomination, all I kept thinking was, how can I beat everyone else? We're there for the banner at the end of the day. That's what Uni Life's all about. So, you know, if you want to go for it,
go for
it. If you don't, then f***ing go home.
To every youngster there, to think of the things they are doing, it has cost my son his life.
Causes the ambulance service more work, the NHS as a whole more work, and could end your life. Why? I just don't understand why.
Until you see someone that you really care about, white as a ghost, black stuff, like, trickling from their nose, from their mouth. It was like seeing someone dying right in front of me, and I can't think about it.
Down it, 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 down it.